last night praying the rosary with this gospel passage. I come upon the part saying, our Lord is baptizing and John was baptizing. And for some reason that had never stood out to me before, and I wondered, why would John have continued to baptize? If he really wanted to decrease so that the Lord could increase, wouldn't that have caused division? Wouldn't there have been a separation of camps? Why would he allow this? And I couldn't wait to read the fathers of the church to see what they said about that. But then also the next line, where it says, now a dispute arose among the disciples of John and a Jew. And I thought, well, what does that have to do with anything? Right? If every line of the New Testament, every line of the Gospels especially, is so important, the evangelists thought it was necessary that we know this. Isn't that kind of a throwaway line? What does that do for anybody? And so I open up the writings of the fathers. And St. John Chrysostom asks the question, why did John go on baptizing? And he says this, because had he left off, it might have been attributed to envy or anger. Whereas continuing to baptize, he got no glory for himself, but was able to continue to send his hearers to Christ. And he goes on to the next line, and he says, you can see that the followers, the disciples of John, were really struggling with this. So much so that they caused a dispute. He says, it doesn't say a Jew came to the disciples of John, it says the disciples of John and a Jew. Because they're wondering, gosh, here's this man stealing John's attention. And dissatisfied with that, they go to John himself, Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified. Right, this man, no one would be going to him if you hadn't pointed him out. And now he's stealing the credit. This man to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and everyone's going to him. What does John respond? No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. The fathers of the church see this in one of two ways. Either, as St. John Chrysostom says, John is speaking about the Lord. And he's telling his disciples, people would not be going to him if it was not the will of God himself. If you are going to fight against this, you are fighting against God. Or Augustine says, perhaps he's speaking of himself. My disciples, you're giving me far too much attention. If people are following me, it was only because God allowed it to happen. To prepare the way. You put so much credence in my testimony, but I testify that I am not the Christ. I was sent only for him. And so beautifully, I am not the bridegroom. I was not the one for whom every soul was made. I'm simply the best man. And so that there's no question about whether or not he is struggling with envy, as his disciples were, he could say, my joy has been made complete because everyone is going to him. I close with this from St. Francis de Sales. He speaks of the humility of John the Baptist, and he calls it perfect humility. And he speaks of the virtue of humility as the foundation of all virtues. And he says it's not the most important virtue, it's not the most excellent, because that would be charity. But he says these two virtues have such a mutual affinity that one is never found without the other. And he tells a story about the early fathers of the church when people like St. Anthony of Egypt went out to the desert. They wanted to live in a radical way for the Lord, to witness to him powerfully. And one day, these desert fathers gathered together, and they were speaking of the different virtues. And one was praising charity, another obedience, a third patience. And then one of the fathers spoke up and said, it seems to me that humility is the first and the most important. And he makes a comparison between John the Baptist and our Lord. He says humility and charity are so united, like John the Baptist and our Lord were, Humility is the forerunner and the precursor of charity, as John was of our Savior. Humility prepares the way for charity. Just as John went before the Messiah, so also humility must come in order to empty our hearts so that they might receive charity. For charity can never dwell in a soul in which humility has not first prepared the way. May we ask John the Baptist to assist us in our growth in humility, that we might be perfected in charity.